Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Stay topic, please. Stay topic. Talking about, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land, saith the Muslims that come into America, said Mustafa Carroll in Texas, in the state of Texas. Well, they're combating Texas Mayor Beth Van Dyne, who doesn't think upholding her oath concerning those who are attempting to overthrow the American Constitution is a burden. And she refused to be bullied. And she refuses to be bullied. And the Muslims are threatening her. And they're demanding an apology from her for standing up against the illegalities of these Islamic Muslims who are illegally attempting to form a Sharia tribunal, along with the Council on Islamic-American Relations, which is a well-known front for the Muslim Brotherhood, with terrorist ties, who the President of the United States of America is entertaining within the White House. And they found out that there's a lot of illegal activities going on in the background, because they found out that all four of the voluntary Sharia lawyers were not licensed to practice law in Texas. Might I add, the United States of America. Folks, this is a third-degree felony. But again, keep in mind, he said that, well, Mustafa Carroll said that we're practicing Muslims. We're above the law of the land. Bradley, that's just an isolated incident, is it? Really? Huh. 47 attempts since September 11th in the United States of America, attempting to implement foreign law in the United States of America. People might want to pay attention to the Supreme Court there as well. Sotomayor, if she is an internationalist. We've seen the treason. We've seen the fraternizing from those pretended justices. Oh, and even the best that you think you have there, friends, are not what you think they are. But again, the Sharia court's pretended lawyers also conveniently failed to inform the city of Irvine that they were operating a court inside of the town without the permission of the state. The mayor's office response to all of this, their response was, the following constitution and the adoption of the American laws for American courts bill, which prohibits foreign law from being practiced in the state of Texas, will be enforced. And then the Muslims responded to the Americans, namely the mayor there again, Beth Van Dyne. And you know what they said to her, friends? You know what the Muslims that are coming into America, friends, are saying to you? You know what they're saying is they're attempting to desecrate and overthrow the blood of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms in which we have today? I want you to listen carefully. They said, we don't care about the bill. It's not going to affect us in any way, shape, or form. The bottom line is the foundation of this bill is anti-Islamic. And during the city vote to support the Texas bill, which passed by a 5-4 vote, members from CARE were present, attempting to intimidate the crowd by alleging that the bill was anti-Islamic and used the words like bigotry and Islamophobia, and even racist, might I add. And it's also to be noted that the bill makes no specific reference to Islam or Sharia. It merely states that no foreign law is to be practiced in the state. Of course, let's bring the United States Constitution to a Muslim nation and say this is what we want here. How do you suppose that would go over? But this is America. the land of the slaves, the home of the cowards. Let's go try it there, say they. Either the Muslims are attempting to play the victim, or they attempt to overthrow the law, or they are using the law against the law to simply overthrow the law. That's what communists do, by the way. They attempt to use the law against itself. I'll say that again. Either the Muslims are attempting to play the victim, which they are, or they attempt to overthrow the law. They hold the shield, but they have the spear. Or they are using the law against itself, the law against the law, to simply overthrow the law. And for those that don't know the law, that's what I'm trying to tell you that they are doing. And what they are doing is unlawful. So now you know the law. Sharia has no place in America. End of story. Ain't asking for a debate. Ain't asking for a phone call. And yes, ain't is in my dictionary. Folks, the definition of their methodology, again, totalitarianism, friends, it's the same everywhere. I don't care what you call it, Marxism, nationalism. It's totalitarianism. The devil uses the same method because our Father told us that there's nothing new under the sun. And there isn't. When you look at Mao Zedong, you look at Pol Pot, you look at Idi Amin, you look at Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler. Folks, it's just a mixture of the same methodology. That's why I'm humored when you get these intellectual idiots up there and they're talking about, you know, using all these proper terms that they've created in their mental heads, trying to explain something that they themselves don't understand for the most part. And by the way, if they're trying to explain it to you and they can't, it's because they themselves don't understand it. They're probably victim to it, or they're overpowered by it. After the decision had been handed down, these Muslims stated that they felt crushed and that their religion was being persecuted. They also claimed that they were targeted, which was a further attempt at solidifying Islamophobia, said they. Omar Suleiman said that it was the most disgraceful day as a citizen in Irvine, Texas. He went on to say that the elephant in the room was the bill that was, ready friends, anti-Sharia bill. Well friends, that's all they're doing right now, and that's all they have to do, and they are, and they know exactly what they're doing. I'm not saying that the Muslims know what they're doing, and I'm not saying the homosexuals or the atheists know what they're doing. I'm simply saying that all of these groups are playing the useful idiots for those that do believe that they know what they are doing. Which at length they don't. Because those that dig the pit, the word says they will surely fall into their own hole. And that's exactly right. They fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. And again, friends, going back to history, that's what history teaches us. There's nothing new under the sun. Now, friends, as this Muslim and these Muslims that were targeted and those that were crushed and, well, those that were being persecuted in America, why don't you go back to your own country if that's how you feel? If you feel that you're being targeted, if you feel that there's Islamophobia in America, then go back to where you came from. Apparently, these people forget what the state-controlled media inundated the American people with for over 12 years. Especially after September 11, 2001. Maybe we should just all be a bunch of useful idiots and shut our mouths and just let them do what they want to do. That way they'll know that they're loved. Well, they all put a jihad out on us. How does that sound, friends?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Mustafa Carroll. Folks, we're going to get to some of the atrocities concerning Sharia in just a couple minutes here, but I got to finish this up. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. This is what they mean to bring into America or wherever they go. Friends, have you ever seen where these people come from? They don't have anything to lose, do they? I remember the very first time I seen a Muslim, and I looked at my wife and I said, them people have, and I'm not talking about a broad stroke, I'm talking about the individual that I seen. I said, that individual will murder you. He will kill you without thinking twice. That's what they come from. In other words, they have nothing to lose. They come here with nothing and they see what you have. It's again going back to taking from the haves and giving it to the have-nots. Why do you think the president of the United States of America is opening the border to every form of people known to mankind that hate us for the most part to come on into America? Folks, just what was it last week? We were talking about how in Idaho they're bringing tens of thousands of illegal Muslims to the state of Idaho. I mean, friends, come on, let's just get over playing stupid now, okay? We know that when he said he fundamentally wanted to transform America, he meant that he wanted to destroy us. And we can see that by his first lady, Valerie Jarrett. His mama, Valerie Jarrett. I did say that on purpose. Who's a Muslim, who's a deceiver herself, who said it's payback time for those that refused her. And of course, she was talking about her political opposition at that particular time. But we can see now they're trying to implement homosexual marriage, sodomite marriage, again, which has never been in the history of mankind, because they want to silence opposition. We have rights, not privileges. And those that serve we, the people, only operate out of delegated authority that we have given to them, not what they're told to do from the devil himself, because he doesn't like the law. But saying this, if we are practicing Muslims, we're above the law of the land, saith they. Well, they were popped. They were busted. Uncovered again, friends. attempting to implement Sharia law in Irvine, Texas, without the permission from the state to organize foreign law in the United States of America. We found out that their supposed lawyers are not licensed for Sharia law in the state of Texas, nor in the United States of America. Of course not. I just shared with you, friends, that when you begin to look at what's going on in Texas, you better bet your bottom dollar this is what they're trying to do across the country. After the decision was handed down by the mayor in Texas, Irvine, Texas, these Muslims stated that they felt crushed and that their religion was persecuted. They also claimed that they were targeted, which was further to attempt and solidify Islamophobia. Omar Suleiman said that it was the most disgraceful day as a citizen in Irvine. He went on to say that the elephant in the room was the bill, which was anti-Sharia bill. Of course it is. And folks, I ask, did they forget about what happened? Did they forget what America witnessed on September 11, 2001? And did they forget who was responsible for the attack? Wait a second, wasn't it the Muslims? Yes, by George it was. And by George it is. And after 5 seconds of being in the courtroom, and to their credit, might I add, a group of representatives that were actually doing their job changed nothing. Woo! Yay! Did you hear that? All right! Someone's doing their job in the United States of America! Yay! Yay! After 5 seconds, this group of representatives in Irvine, Texas did their job. You know what they did, America? They did nothing but discover and apply what the Constitution of the United States of America says. You want to know why they enforced the law? And they recited law, incited law, whatever you want to call it, friends, and both words apply? So you can have the rule of law, so you can know peace in this country. Mayor Van Dine told the Muslim communities to unite behind the United States and Texas laws, as well as to respect them, obey them, and to embrace them. The mayor of Irvine, Texas, said to the Muslim communities to unite behind the United States and Texas laws, as well as to respect them, obey them, and to embrace them. I mean, folks, isn't it something? They want to take what they never had from their desolate lands, and then they want to bring it into a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, it doesn't take a genius to figure out there's something wrong with that mentality. In reply to the fact and to the statement that the mayor made to respect them and obey them and to embrace them, the laws of the United States Constitution and Texas laws, the Muslims said that it was what furthers the stigma and endangers them, and that they would take it to the voters' box to bring about change. There's 315 million people in this country, friends. There's less than 4.5 million people in America. And they're going to go to the voter box to change. But I do warn you, I do caution you, use some prudence, that if they were ever even to get close in the polls, do understand, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it does matter who does the counting. It's a whole lot of voter fraud going over this last election. A whole bunch of it. Folks, this is America. America is great because of the laws enumerated throughout our common law, which God established through Moses, which is based on, of course, the Mosaic Institution, which Jesus Christ fulfilled. Our God is God, and the world knows it. Deuteronomy 10:17. People from all over the world have come here because of the very fact that God is God. Psalm 33:12, and America is blessed, and America is the light of the world. And for all those that might oppose it and you feel endangered and you feel the stigma, you feel targeted and you feel like you're just getting the short end of the stick, I want you to understand that no one is welcome to come into this country to overthrow or desecrate our laws, like it or not, which hundreds of thousands of men and women have fought, bled, and died magnifying, like it or not. And if this isn't acceptable to you, you Muslims, or to anybody else that doesn't like who we are as a people, I got a question for you. What'd you come here for in the first place? And if that doesn't matter here, I'll give you the answer. If you don't like it here, I'll buy you an airline ticket to the Sharia-compliant Muslim country of your choice so you no longer have to deal with the stigma. And I'm sure there's a whole group of people in this country that would be more than happy to send you back to where you came from. Because if you're not going to come into this country and take advantage of the opportunities that you have, rather than attacking the American people for what they just opened the doors and out of the goodness of their hearts allowed you to come into this country to be a part of, then get out. Because we ain't asking. That's what they would say in North Minneapolis. North Minneapolis, where I was raised. We ain't asking. We ain't asking for your permission. We ain't bending, and we're not bowing. And of course, those that are responding are those that love their country. And they love their God, and they love their people. And not in that order. First God, their people, and their country. Proper order. I wanted to highlight this really quick before we get over to the next topic. Just to show you the point in which I'm highlighting right now. We had in just in my backyard here in the state of Minnesota, a Somali Muslim who joined Islamic State vowed to spit on America at border. This was just posted this morning on sonsoflibertymedia.com. In another recorded conversation, Farah told these little pipsqueak devils, come to America. And they assault us at every turn. And they think that we're just going to turn the other cheek. That's only going to go so far because we only have two of them. When you smack it the third time, you're on your own. And you've already been that far with us. In another recorded conversation, Farah told the informant he would kill FBI agents. This is a Muslim in America. If our backs are against the wall, prosecutors said, more of the poison fruit of Obama's disastrous immigration policies. It's not a failure on Obama's policy. This isn't a failure. This is what he's been feeding into. He's not losing, he's winning. I'm humored when people say he's failing. No, he's not. He's bringing Muslims into this country without making effort, any effort to determine if they have jihadist ties or sympathies. Of course not.
Hello.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's been July with its Bendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hey folks, I wanted to highlight really quick here on Minnesota Somali Muslim who joined Islamic State, vowed to spit on America, and he would even kill FBI agents if he had to. It's interesting to note that many of these Somalians and these foreign immigrants coming into the United States are instantly made dependents through the welfare system. In other words, you're paying for their room and their board and everything that they do. And, of course, the president of the United States would have it so because he needs dependents to stay in power. And the problem is he doesn't have the support in America, so that's why he's opening the doors to illegals. And that's why he's attempting to illegally allow them to come into America because he needs the support. I wonder if these people figure out what he's really about, they're going to still support him. Probably not. Going back to this really quick, this individual in the state of Minnesota who said he'd kill the FBI agents if he had to be, he wants to come back after going to the Islamic State and kill off a couple Americans and then come back home here to the state of Minnesota. Well, he was busted with five other people in Minnesota here. They're among six Minnesota men arrested last month for conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. This individual allegedly said at least once that his family knew he was going to Syria and that they won't say a word. He also spoke of getting an assault rifle in Syria and said he, Farah, and the informant would become martyrs. Man, there's so many of these people that are just willing to die for their God, yet they're not willing to live for him. And it's interesting that, you know, we were just watching American Sniper last night. It's interesting how these Muslim, these little coward devils, because they are, they're willing to send their daughters and their children out on the streets to walk into a group of our troops overseas and blow themselves up as long as they can take a couple Americans with them. We watched a man pick up the phone, send out his wife, was it with an RPG?
Yep.
An RPG with his child. And, of course, they're used as bait because they're hoping that the Americans will not fire on a woman and a child. We're not accustomed to doing barbaric things like that. But these people are accustomed to using their wives and their children to put an RPG in their hand. Well, when they walked out the door coming towards our troops in Iraq, the wife was even so emboldened to take that RPG, remove it, and give it to her little 10-year-old boy to get shot by a sniper that was attempting to kill all of our people. And what's interesting about it is that in America, you have some of your liberal whacks that are angry with the sniper for actually taking out the little boy and the woman that were attempting to kill your boys and your girls.
That's right.
I wonder if it's their boys and girls that came over to Iraq or Afghanistan illegally, right? I've never seen so many little pipsqueaky devils in all of my life. Just, and it's so interesting how everybody wants them to strap a bomb on and go into a group of people and kill. What defines coward for these people? That's some heroic deed? They're promoted to heaven for killing what God created? Are you kidding? Jesus did just the exact opposite. He died on the cross to redeem men so that they might have life and have it more abundantly in Christ, in the Spirit. This is demonic. This is barbaric what these people mean to do. This is what he said concerning this individual along with five others that had conspired to support foreign terrorism out of the United States of America, namely Minnesota, which means at length the family should also be charged and then preferably denaturalized and deported back to where they came from. All this is going on with the knowledge of Somalia Muslim communities in the United States. In a conversation recorded from this individual that was busted, Farah and the informant were driving to San Diego. This individual allegedly said, "I'm going to spit on America at the border crossing." In another recorded conversation, this Muslim said, he told the informant that he would kill FBI agents if our backs were up against the wall. And yet, America, who's aiding and abetting these people more than this administration? Nobody is. Nobody. Nobody is. I have some pictures in front of me right now. This is the second part of what I wanted to talk about. And this is what Muslims do to their women, violence against women. It's according to their Quran, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, a man will not be asked as to why he beats his wife. My Bible tells me my wife is the weaker vessel. I'm the head. She's under that headship, but Christ is the head of me. And I'm to love her as I love myself. I wonder if these guys beat themselves up.
That's right.
Because if they don't, maybe I can get in a ring with a couple of them. Maybe we can work that out. See what it feels like. Ghazala Khan, 18. I'm looking at her picture, friend. Was honor, they call them honor killings, by her brother in broad daylight in Denmark for marrying without her family's approval. Her husband survived gunshot wounds. Does anybody take note to the dictatorship involved with this religion? This oppressive dictatorship? You do it our way or else we'll kill you, even our own family members. Husband, aged 40, I'm looking at a picture of this woman, cuts off his wife, his 16-year-old wife, Nazia's ears, her nose, her hair, and damaged her teeth on EID Day 2007 due to unfounded suspicion of adultery. Because he thought. I'm looking at a picture of 15 girls that were murdered by the Muslims. They were burnt to death when religious police refused to let them exit the building due to not being veiled in Mecca, March 15th, 2002. I'm looking at another beautiful girl. They're so insecure with themselves. When their wives are beautiful, they have to either... I'll get to that in a moment. They're insecure, friends. and they've been given approval by their God. Folks, this is demonic stuff. I'm looking at a picture of a woman. There's two pictures of the same woman where on the left, she is beautiful. In her country, I'm sure she would have been considered very beautiful. She was mutilated for being raped. What's interesting is this woman, along with being raped, was 6 months pregnant when her husband cut off her nose because she was raped. The woman was 6 months pregnant when her husband came along and cut off her nose, her ears, and her tongue, and even dug out her eyeballs.
Just sick.
The victim was victimized by the devil himself all over again. As if to say it was her fault for being raped.
That's right.
Here's another one. Looking at these pictures right in front of me, friends. This is Sharia law. Samaya Sarwar was shot by her mother while seeking a divorce from her abusive husband. How sick and twisted can this get? Here's another one. Female genital mutilation. Steph, what was the stat on that?
Well, basically, it's very common.
What was the number that you told me early? 140 million?
Yeah,
of these girls are mutilated sexually? Now, friends, who would be behind something like that? Can they reproduce? And if not, then would this be a part of population control? Does someone want to wake these people up and tell them that God said replenish the earth? And the only way to do that is when a man becomes one with his wife and they come together and they conceive and they have children. Just like at one point they were conceived from their father and their mother. I'm looking at a picture of this little girl. It doesn't show much except her crying, hurtful face, with her mother holding her with a big smile on her sick face, with her dad at her back end cutting and mutilating her genitalia. Looking at another picture of these big bad boys in the Muslim nation putting a gun, an AK-47, to the back of the women's head because they didn't like something they did. I have Rajda, a 13-year-old from Turkey who was raped, 13 years old, then forced to marry her rapist, her Muslim husband, an unofficial Islamic-style ceremony. Her face was mutilated by her husband's family when she refused to prostitute herself after she was in prison for raping another child.
He was in prison.
Yeah, they're pedophiles.
Yeah, exactly.
For those that did not know, they're pedophiles.
He raped her, forced her to marry him. Then when he went to prison for raping another child, then because she wouldn't prostitute herself, then they cut off her nose.
How sick can it get?
It is sick.
Okay.
It's disturbing beyond measure.
Then we have some women here being hung and young girls being decapitated. I'm looking at their bodies. And folks, I don't believe that we're even supposed to be seeing this with our natural eyes.
No.
Three young girls decapitated for being kafar, non-Muslim. While they're all screaming out, Allah Akbar. I mean, folks, I'm looking at some of these pictures are just so horrific. Indonesian Muslim violence against non-Muslim ethnics. Folks, how would I say that? Cutting the women's breasts off the ends of their breasts. Who could think of doing something like that?
It was so disturbing when I saw these images. I almost felt sick, like physically sick. It was.
We're only about halfway there because right in front of me I have another picture of a Muslim woman physically and sexually abused, sitting upward with literal blood, in a puddle of blood, with blood all over her clothes because she didn't agree. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about the horrific crimes. And folks, we're pulling the face back, the curtain back. I'm sorry, pulling the curtain back so you can see the face of Sharia and Islam for what it is. Folks, it is, I got pictures in front of me right now, horrific. I have one girl in front of me. Oh my gosh. It's unthinkable stuff. One girl with a hooded jacket on. She's so burnt beyond recognition, friend. She looks like a monster. And she was burnt for dating. And I've noticed that a lot of these women that they throw acid on, this girl's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
And apparently her husband was probably insecure with her,
yep.
So he had to find fault and throw acid all over her face, and now she is hideous. She's blind in her right eye. She is just hideous looking. And I'm not, you know, if one of these little girls was to hear me, I wouldn't want them to say, oh my gosh, I'm hideous. No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying you went from what God created you to be into what they wanted you to be so nobody would look at you. And I say shame on them, not on you. And it's a before and after picture of where they threw acid on this woman. Then I have a picture of a little boy with acid all over his head. Why that would have taken place, I have no idea. And then another woman where they threw acid on her. And then a whole group of these young people, all women, by the way, that had acid thrown on them by their Muslim husbands. And I don't care if one of these devils was to say to me, you don't understand. No, I don't understand, because this is unthinkable stuff. This is outside of even being, this is demonic. As I said earlier, this is demonic activity, friends. There is no getting around it. It is just that sick. And friends, this is the tip of the iceberg. You steal, they chop your hands off. Instead of making them pay four times, Deuteronomy 22, mm-hmm. back what they stole. No, they just chop their hands off. And they do it with a smile on their face.
Yep, they enjoy what they do.
They definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go on and on and on with the crimes. They're barbaric. They're barbarians is what they are. I was just thinking about this, and I'm going to give it over to you, Stephanie, in just a moment here. But again, I think about why would these people get this far to actually come into our borders in the first place? And then again, Scripture, of course, comes to my aid. And it's interesting, again, because when you look at Leviticus 20:16, the Lord said, I am the Lord, verse 13, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. You have to study the history of Scripture, friends, to know what was going on during these times. But he goes on, but if you will not hearken unto me, listen to me carefully, and will not do all of my commandments, the Lord said to his church, and if you shall despise my statutes, my will, or your soul shall abhor my judgments, the execution of his law, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. It's the first thing he said, I'll appoint over you terror. He said in verse 17, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you. And I thought about this morning, and I thought about, why are all these conservatives saying, why does Obama hate us? Because he's appointed to be there. And he's there in America only because you tolerate him there. And his kind. But folks, you have the enemy within, not without. I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, because you hearken not unto the commandments of the Lord. And they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. And if you will not for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I want to say to America, I don't care if you're armed or not, there will be a point where you will be disarmed by force if need be. Because God said so. So you can understand that God is not playing. And I'm saying that to take it over to Deuteronomy 28 as well. Because that talks about the blessings and cursings. There's 14 blessings and there's 55 curses. Warnings. If you hearken not unto the commandments of the Lord. Let me just go to this one real quick. Deuteronomy 28 verse 49 says this in the King James Version. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Boy, that sounds familiar. Going on. And you shall, yeah, and then it goes on about how they'll eat. They'll basically take away everything that you have, even your wives in your houses. And I know that a good portion of Americans still think, oh, you know, this is just unthinkable. They turn the shoulder. In their pride, they think it'll never happen here.
That's right.
But when, in fact, we're beginning to see prophecy, real prophecy, and Mosaic prophetic warnings, the warnings the prophets gave as to what would take place in a nation that no longer hearkened unto the Lord their God. They're entertaining themselves in a football arena rather than fighting for the freedoms that God commanded them to keep.
Yeah, it's amazing when you just look at our country and look at our nation and look at how we were established. And you look at the bravery and the courage of our founding forefathers and many men and women since then who have laid down their lives for our freedom. And then you look at the cowardice. I mean, the outright cowardice.
It's thick, isn't it?
That you find today. People, they take a stand and then they get a little heat and they bow. And this
and their stand is, I'll give you a little change. Go do this while they're on the golf course.
That's exactly right. It's like, you know what? I'm sick and tired of people supposedly taking a stand and then bowing. I am sick and tired of people backpedaling and apologizing for what the Bible says.
Yeah, we're not doing that, right? We're not a part of that business here. But it's interesting. I remember just my last trip into Atlanta. I remember I flew out there on the ministry's dime to get together with about 100 of their leaders there statewide. And I remember when I left, how many of those people said, now, whatever you need, just let me know. I don't need anything. This is your state. You need to fight for it.
Yep.
But when you ask them of the smallest things that need to be done to get it established, like, hey, why don't we get a couple high schools and colleges in your area? all of a sudden they become preoccupied and they don't have time to actually stand up and fight for their own community.
Yeah, and
we have seen this 100 times over, friends. By the way, if you're not one of those people and you want to get the job done and you'd like to have us come in, I believe we have July, August, and September. Oh, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Yeah, well, we are.
I don't want to step on your toes.
Well, we are getting filled up. We've got, you know, we're going to be in Texas in July. We've got the state fair, the Minnesota
Michigan
State Fair.
Michigan next month.
Next month. Actually, yeah, we're going to be in Michigan next month. We've got the state fair coming up in August. We've got a girls event coming up in October, looking to be.
So if you don't want us to take July off, or is it August off?
Yeah.
Then go ahead. We'll open that window, but yeah, we got to make that one really.
But we're
calm.
Also looking at possibly being busy at the beginning of July too. August as well too. I was talking to a man about doing an event yesterday. So you know, it's the point. The bottom line, I think, is you know, this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will certainly not preserve it. And what we're seeing across America, for the most part, is many cowards, many people who complain about the problem, but don't complain about what you tolerate. What are you doing about the problems that you see? What are you standing for, despite taking a little heat? What kind of things are you trying to set up? When Bradley was speaking of events, we have people who they'll maybe make a call or two, but then when things just don't go their way, they drop the ball.
No, they see a little warfare. Listen, and they turn the other way.
If you're
that's
trying
it,
to get through a wall and you know you're supposed to get through that wall, you can tap on it all you want, but you know, you can't just tap and stop. You have to tap, and if tapping doesn't work, then you knock, and if knocking doesn't work, then you pound, and if pounding doesn't work, then you bang until that wall comes down and you go through. Thank God our founding forefathers did it for us. I believe our posterity is all the much worth our labors to be able to make sure that we preserve this nation, the Constitution of the United States of America, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, according to the laws of our land. And for those of you that say, amen, that's exactly what I believe, and I'm glad you guys are preaching it from the housetops, because not very many people are willing to. People will go so far and no further. They'll say, I don't want to mix God with politics. Listen, our nation was established by godly men who feared God. Many of them had seminary degrees. Our laws were based out of scripture, going from Deuteronomy and so on and so forth. We have a job to do. And for those of you that want to join together with us to do it, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, our updated, awesome website. Check it out. Become a son or daughter of liberty, or make a secure donation. We appreciate all of you who do support us and do what you do.
I wanted to let the people know that Arrest Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal assistants in the Commission of Treasons has actually come in from the Capitol Hill right now. Somebody just posted this. Check out the petition online. There's been 20,133 letters sent so far to get the impeachment process and indictment process moving. And it seems pretty legit, friends. Check it out online. Again, folks, we love you by what we do. We appreciate all that you have put into what you are doing. And folks, we know that those that are actually out there doing this stuff, you love exactly what's being talked about and spoken of here on the Sons of Liberty. And if you didn't, you wouldn't have made us the number one radio show across the land. And we appreciate that. So, again, friends, we love you by what we do. Am I getting that?
We're getting a feed, I think, of our outro. It's coming right now.
Oh.
We got it early. I don't know why we got it early, but, hey, twice is better than never.
So, folks, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the brand-new website. Tell us what you think. We do love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk at you soon. Have a great, great weekend.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.